This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The two-day conference of governors began at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. President Draupadi Murmu is presiding over the conference. This is the first conference of governors being presided over by President Draupadi Murmu. Governors of all states are attending the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers are also attending the conference. The agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education, and development of focused areas. The governors will deliberate these agenda items in various breakaway groups. In the concluding session, these groups will make presentation before the President, Vice President, Prime Minister and other participants. In Kerala, search operations are on the war footing in the multiple landslides that hit Wayanad. The massive disaster that struck on Tuesday had reportedly claimed nearly 300 lives so far. On the fourth day of the search operations led by the armed forces, four persons were rescued by the army from the Pada Vetti Kunnu area. The survivors that included a woman and a girl were airlifted. The search is currently being conducted in the worst hit regions of Churalmala, Mundakai, Attamala, Chaliya River Coast, etc. There are more than 1,500 rescue workers in 40 teams. Search operations are progressing with the help of heavy machines, sniffer dogs, etc. Amid the huge pile of displaced soil and rock boulders and uprooted trees, the construction of the Bailey Bridge by the army in the region had facilitated the movement of machines and equipment into the area swiftly. Authorities had informed that all measures will be taken to find the missing persons. Over 9,000 people are there in 91 relief camps in Wayanad presently. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the second day today to take the pilgrims stranded in Kedarnath Dham to safe places. More than 4,000 people have been rescued safely from Kedarnath till now. Our correspondent has reported that the rescue operation is being carried out more rapidly with the help of Chinook and Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Army. About 3,300 people have been rescued from the affected areas of Kedarnath and brought to Sonprayag with the help of NDRF, SDRF and police, while more than 700 people have been brought to safer places with the help of helicopters. Passengers are also being airlifted from Bimbali and Lincholi and taken to Shershi and Guptkashi. About 500 pilgrims are still stranded there. Due to rain and landslides, the Kedarnath Yatra has been stopped till further orders. The police have issued helpline numbers for the families of the pilgrims and local people stranded at various places in Kedar Valley. Necessary information can be obtained about stranded people by contacting mobile number 7579257572 and landline number 013-642-33387. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is constantly monitoring the Uttarakhand situation. The Prime Minister's office has been apprised of the situation after heavy rains and landslide in the state. U.S. President Joe Biden discussed new American military deployment to counter Iranian threats of direct attack against Israel during the call with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last night. The White House said in a statement that President Biden reaffirmed his commitment to Israel's security against all threats from Iran, including its proxy terrorist groups Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Our correspondent reports that the Israeli army has geared up for any Iranian assault against Israel after the assassination of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. In a developing situation, Israel is on high alert as it prepares for a possible large-scale attack from Iran and its proxies. This comes in the wake of the recent assassination of Hamas political bureau chief Ismail Haniyeh and senior Hezbollah official Fuad Sukar. Israeli intelligence sources suggest that a significant retaliatory strike could be imminent, potentially occurring within days. In response to these threats, Israel has heightened its defensive posture and is preparing offensive capabilities. Officials have stated that any significant attack will be met with a harsh response. The situation has drawn international attention and the United States increasing its military presence in the region. A large-scale interception operation is being prepared in coordination with Israel and other allies. In Paris, Olympics archers Ankita Bhagat and Dhiraj Bomba Devara started the day on a positive note as they combined to beat Indonesia 5-1 to qualify for the quarterfinals of mixed team event. Having won a historic two medals already, Manu Bakker looks to qualify for a chance at the unprecedented third in the 25-meter pistol women's qualification precision, which is underway. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.